Yo, welcome back. It's the Early Birds Podcast. This is your boy Johnny Sins.
And it's your boy OVO Alf.
And it's your boy Schemer.
I'm feeling amped up today. I'm on a time crunch.
400.
500. Eric, 400. Johnny, 500.
400.
Nah, nigga, 500.
Nah.
Alf, 600.
Nah, because you can't see the 100. You gotta be 100. You gotta see the other 100. Yeah.
100. 100.
100. 200.
YG's whack anyways.
You whack.
Damn.
YG is whack. Changed my mind.
Damn.
It's cool. It's cool. The less people he has listening to him, the cheaper his tickets are going to be.
Even though I think, didn't Tyga start that 100 thing?
Did he?
I think so.
100?
Yeah, I think he started saying 100.
Man, matter of fact, I think Tyga's a better artist than YG.
That's debatable.
Yeah.
That's debatable because I think Tyga only releases good singles now.
I don't think he's made good music for years now. But he did have a good mixtape run.
Yeah, he had his run. There were some bangers, but they weren't good.
I mean, YG's bangers are mid.
Well, they're fire.
Yeah, mid.
Tripping. They both got some good bangers.
They're all right. And I don't even like Tyga like that.
And I look at me and listen
to mean, Doc? He used to wear his clothing.
I did. All the time. Hey, his clothing line was low key hard, bro. Especially back in the swag era, 2012 snapbacks.
Swag.
No, I've been listening to Rack City lately.
We bringing snapbacks back.
Rack City, bitch.
You know what's crazy? I used to like snapbacks. I fucking hate snapbacks now.
Why?
I don't know. They're just kind of gay.
Snapback or strap back?
Big T still owes you that strap back.
Hey, Big T, if you listening, bro, I'm waiting on my strap back still, bro. I know you got big money now with the sold out concerts.
Hell.
Shout out my boy Big T, local artist.
Straight out of Old Town, aka.
Is he gonna be opening for fucking Cap G?
Today, huh?
Yeah.
Oh no, nah, I have to go to that.
Wait, hold on. Yeah. Okay.
I just want to.
That's how you know. That's how you know you fell off, bro. You fell off if you're okay. So this guy, mind you, he had a big hit back in like how long ago was that? Like 2017.
Yeah, 2017, 2016,
somewhere around that time. He had a big hit, and you know, he was like the next big thing. He was like on a double XL cover or whatever.
He was?
He was?
Yeah. Wasn't he?
He was?
He was on a double XL, huh?
No.
I have no idea.
Can we fact check that? Can you fact check that, Eric? Anyways, nowadays, he's performing at the Copernickel in Ogden City, Utah. And if you don't know how big the Copernickel is, we literally had our junior prom at this place. So it's pretty embarrassing. But shout out my boy Cap G. I hope you stay alive.
I just want to chill with your girlfriend. Hey, all I know is that song gonna bump.
It would bump.
I guess it was.
He was, right?
Yeah.
Oh, what year?
It doesn't tell me what year.
Damn, he was?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Cap G was featured and in an XXL freshman freestyle.
He literally got a spot for that one song.
Meaning he participated? Yeah, he participated.
That's crazy. I think Cap G only has that one song.
It was the 2017, yeah.
2017?
Yeah. No, he had that one song too, Rings. You never heard Rings by Cap G?
Nah.
I don't
think so.
That low key was a bop.
Nah, bro. Girlfriend was the only good one.
How you doing, man, with your girlfriend? I personally think the remix was better.
With who?
Doesn't the remix have like French Montana?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
They have French Montana and like, I want to say maybe Juicy J.
Nah, they should have just kept the original.
But the original's fire.
French Montana is debated like arguably one of the worst artists.
Tripping, but damn.
I'm not tripping.
Oh, it has Ty Dolla $ign.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That's
I remember.
A good pick.
Yeah.
And Quavo.
Oh, that's a good pick. That's a fire pick.
No, that's a trash pick. Huncho. Huncho trash.
But yeah, I will be attending Cap G. Loki, do you know how much those tickets are?
No.
If those tickets are like $10, I'll go.
No fucking way.
If they're like $10 or $20, I will go.
How much do you think they are?
They better only be $10 or $20. They tripping if they charging like $50.
How much do you... Okay, for a mid-tier artist, like, let's say, like, I don't know, Don Toliver or something. How much do they charge for a ticket?
Well, it depends on where it is. Put it this way, though. All the Ogden homies...
Yeah.
Like, all the fools that came to perform in Ogden, them shits were like $10-$15. When Killer Mike performed at that Twilight thing in Ogden, that shit was $15.
15?
Yeah.
Well, let's look it up.
There's no way.
$30.
30?
Okay. Yep, 30. That's too fucking expensive. You're tripping.
Yeah, that is tripping. I said we go interview him.
Just
oh, fuck. You know what, though? You know what, though? They did say he was doing the meet and greet, too.
Oh, that's
that
right.
That is true. I did see that.
We need to go get a ticket for Juan.
Dude, I'd love to get a picture of what Juan is that? And him. Huh?
What's playing? Is that my TV?
Yeah.
Then that's your TV.
Hold on. Y'all keep recording. Don't mind the TV, guys.
And tonight it'll be the night that I will fall for you. Damn, Johnny. What you playing, dog? Should be playing some Cap G right now.
Facts.
Shit, welcome Cap G to fucking Old Town.
Nah, dude, when I found out where the fuck he was going to perform, I'm like, he's going to perform there? Where my homie had his graduation party? I'm like, oh, nah.
Wait, who had his graduation party?
Mayo.
Had his graduation at the Copernicle?
Yeah.
Hard.
Is that place expensive?
I don't know.
I don't know. Go ask him.
I mean, I think that was one of the options when I was looking for venues for my wedding. The Copernicle. It was just too small.
That's good you didn't do it there.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you didn't.
The foundry
do it
was there. Cool.
Thanks, bro.
You're not that ghetto.
Nah.
Damn. Nah, he's tripping though. $30? $30 for me to go see him and then meet him and tell him that I'm such a big fan and lie to his face.
Yeah, bro, I like your one song. Oh, yo, what song? Girlfriend.
I don't even know what it's called, but it just says, oh, you do good with your girlfriend.
Y'all foul, bro. You guys are foul.
Fuck. Damn.
Hey, actually, no, you should go. Hey, tell him to get on the pod.
Dude, I'd be Look. Do you think he's as good as Bobby Shmurda? Do you think Bobby Shmurda is more popular than Cap G? Or Cap G is more popular?
I feel like Bobby.
Because look, Bobby Shmurda for a half an hour interview was $5.
For half an hour?
Yeah.
No, I feel like Bobby has a bigger name than Cap G.
Wait, who?
Bobby.
Bobby Shmurda?
Yeah.
Like actual Bobby Shmurda.
Yeah, obviously.
Not Fugazi Bobby Shmurda. Not the one with the school.
Not a real high one.
I think Bobby Shmurda clears a lot of people just based on that one song.
You think hot niggas more popular than Girlfriend?
Definitely, bro.
Yeah,
easily. By far, bro.
Is that his most popular song?
Yeah.
His Girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the only song I ever heard from him.
That's the only song I really know.
Yeah, it's his hottest song.
Damn.
That's probably the one song he plays every concert.
Oh, I bet. I know Bobby Shmurda sings that song every fucking show he does. Oh, my God, we got out. Damn. All
right. I have one now. How about Cap G or TK? Who you think would get more popping if they came?
Who the fuck is
TK? He's the guy that did The Race.
The Race?
The Race. You ain't heard that song? I'm sure you've heard that song.
No.
Can I play it? I'm going to play it for you guys.
Is The Race the Wiz Khalifa song?
No, not the Wiz Khalifa.
I don't know.
Is the guy that made a song while he was running from the feds?
Hard.
And they ended up catching him and he got locked up.
He ain't hard no more.
Wait. Yeah, no. Is that the YouTuber that made those videos of running away from police?
I don't know.
TBH, I've never heard this.
Yeah,
You guys have never heard it?
No.
What the? I'm surprised you heard this shit. Really?
This does not look like... It does not sound like you'd be listening to that.
That's crazy. I thought it was popping.
I feel like that one's more up my alley on that one.
It's because you be kicking it with the Gen Z niggas. No, I never heard that shit, though.
You Gen Z-er?
Coño.
That's crazy.
He said coño.
Híjole. ¿Qué te pasó?
Híjole.
¿Qué pasó?
Oh, nada. Keep going, bro.
Okay, don't worry. You know, let's talk about this. Tickets are going for $100 for Cap G or Quavo for you, Johnny. Who are you taking?
I'm going to go Quavo, even though I don't like Quavo.
Quavo's easily beating that shit. Nah, you need to put someone like in that level. $30. Who you going? Big T or Otriado?
Otriado.
That's crazy. You know what? I'm going to look something
without
up.
Without a doubt.
I mean, you know what, dude?
The only reason why I'm going to Big T.
That Go Auto song, bro. Ooh, I'm going to have to, bro.
Because look, realistically, Big T, I do not like his music.
Big T's music was okay back in the day.
He was always ass.
I liked his first little mixtape that he did
with Isaiah.
Oh, when he was actually doing Chicano rap.
I liked that mixtape. That one was okay. Like for being a high school rapper, yeah, it was okay.
No, what did he used to go by? He used to go like
El Güero.
Yeah, El Güero. Yeah. And I swear
To be fair, Big T's a little better.
And then I think he also went by...
You think Big T's Flacco. Better than Otriado?
No. I'm saying like his name.
Name-wise. I thought we were going to have a...
No, to be honest, bro, let's face it. Otriado, that Go Auto song, that's a banger. I'm not even going to lie to you, bro. If this nigga could market it better or he could get a remix feature... of someone like bigger, he could blow that song up.
Yeah,
he could.
It's fucking catchy as fuck. It's catchy so simple, but it's fire. I don't know who he would throw on that, but if he could throw someone like bigger on that shit,
Hobson.
Please don't ever throw Hobson in any of your songs, bro. One of the corniest rappers ever. Can I go back on the topic we were at before? I just looked something up.
What?
Did you know Girlfriend is actually not his biggest song?
That's what I asked you.
Yeah, I thought it was too. Is it? It's Marvelous Day with Lil Uzi.
I have heard that song.
It's with Lil Uzi Vert and Gunna.
I have heard that. That's his song?
Yeah. That's his song.
I have heard that song.
So that one has 93 million streams. Yeah. Girlfriend has 41 million streams.
You only know Girlfriend.
Look, to be fair though, I think that has streams because when that song come out, I know that's when Uzi was, popping.
Marvelous Day, let's see.
That had to have come out the same year.
I don't know.
I know I had that song though.
I See You is his third most popular. Girlfriend Remix 4.
Damn, that's how you know Girlfriend was fire. It got 2 spots.
Yeah, so let's see. 41 million. That's on Spotify, so.
See, and then that random ass song you said,
Can I look it up? That though. Fool, that's only his songs. Can I look it up? The Race. Tay K.
I just took a pee with your girlfriend. If Cap G has more than 10K, I'm going.
You're going. You're gonna go to the concert.
Okay, how much did I say?
Said 40 something.
Let me. You know what? Well,
go back. That was for girlfriend. I think that one was like 93 or 94.
41 million. Can you remember that? Or 93? Remember 93 million for his most famous one.
Cool.
93 million. You got that in your head?
Yeah.
Okay. Take care. The race streams. The race. 407 million.
Damn.
I don't even know who that nigga is.
I know. I've never heard of that nigga.
The race remix? 197 million. No, 193.
Who's on the remix?
I don't know. Let's look it up.
Did he have someone fight?
21 Savage and Young Nudie.
Ooh. That is. 21.
So what's sixth, the song again? The Race.
The Race?
Yeah. M. She Wrote has 205 million. I Love My Choppa, 197 million. The Race Remix, 193 million. Lemonade, 128 million. And Saran Pack, 94 million.
Damn.
So, yeah, nigga. He does have more streams.
No, he has a lot. I'm being real with you. I've never heard.
That's why I was like thrown off. You heard Girlfriend, but you ain't heard The Race by TK?
Nah.
No,
I heard that shit.
Damn, 30 bucks for this fucking concert. He's not worth 30 bucks.
But look, to be fair, it's not like you can really see this nigga perform like that.
I just took it, man.
I guarantee you, he does not do shows like that. Why? Simple fact. He can't sell them.
That's facts.
You know.
Hey, watching 5 years, he's fucking all blown up.
I fucking doubt it, bro.
I really doubt it, bro. That's like saying Pauly D is gonna blow up again. Niggas in Salt Lake every other week.
He's gonna be in Park City.
He's gonna be in Park City now?
Yeah, he's gonna be
in Park City. He's not going to Sky no more?
I think like next month.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
My boy Pauly D.
Man. Guess that Jersey Shore money ran out.
I guess so, bro.
You know they didn't make any money?
I doubt it.
No, the first season, no, they didn't. So they just went, that's why they fucking worked at that that little shirt store. You know which one I'm talking about?
Oh, they actually got bread from that?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
That's where the money was coming from.
They're slipping.
For the club.
They're tripping, bro.
Well, and then the second season, I'm sure they made money
from the second
all
the one,
people
yeah.
that were watching. They should have been hitting that prize picks from the get, bro.
No, I'm sick.
Take a note from my boy.
I don't think there was prize picks back then.
Damn. That's tough.
That's tough.
Shut up, my nigga. That's one.
Stupid ass.
Go ahead, bro.
Oh no, you go ahead.
Mine was a whole topic too. Oh, me first?
Yeah.
I got a question for you guys.
Alright.
Nah, it might not be a whole topic depending on how deep we get into it, but I heard this like question and I need you guys to give me your opinion. You got Pinocchio, right? My nigga Pinocchio.
Mm-hmm.
And he says my nose is gonna grow. Now, if my nigga says my nose is gonna grow, does his nose grow or not? Because if his nose grows, but he was lying, then it's not supposed to grow.
No, it grows.
It grows? Why would it grow?
No, it wouldn't grow.
No, it wouldn't. No, yeah, it wouldn't, huh?
It wouldn't grow because he's telling the truth. It only grows when he's capping.
But if it doesn't grow, then wasn't he capping anyways? Nigga.
I don't know why that was so funny to me.
What, he's capping?
He's capping. Pinocchio, stop capping.
Tell me you capping, dog.
Look, he's not capping, but he was capping to their face.
So then what would happen?
So that was a double cap?
As long as he doesn't cap the first time, it's good.
Well, okay, so hold on. Let's break it down then. You're saying it wouldn't grow?
No, it wouldn't grow.
But he said his nose is gonna grow.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't grow, then my nigga was capping. And if my nigga was capping, doesn't that mean his nose would grow?
No. But it only grows.
Yeah.
When he tells a lie, though.
That was a lie.
Not that technically.
How was that not technically?
How was that not a lie if his nose wasn't going to grow?
Because at the end of the day, his nose grows. It's just not growing at that moment. He's capping to them, to their face, but his words are still true.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay, you're a little smart.
No, what do you mean he's smart? No. That don't make sense.
I said, look, yes, it is, because evidently it does grow. It's not growing right now, but it grows.
It's going to grow.
So it's going to grow. He's not lying, but he's not lying. It's going to. Yeah. He's not saying right then and there, but it's going to later on.
His nose only grows when he's like straight up capping.
Yeah. Okay, so when would that cap end? If his nose is going to grow, eventually that's going to turn into a lie. When his nose eventually does grow.
When does it cap in? No,
yeah, I think that's just a forever cap.
So his nose is never going to grow and he's never going to... It's just going to be a cap forever? Not even a nightcap anymore, it's a forever cap?
It's a forever cap.
It's forever cap. A forever cap.
Damn.
I don't know, bro.
He's not taking that answer.
I'm not. I don't like that. Because eventually that truth that Alfred's saying is going to be a lie.
But how is it going to be a lie if he's saying it's going to grow? Okay, it's going to grow tomorrow.
How about it's going to grow right now? What if he says it's going to grow right now?
Then
that'd be the lie.
Yeah, okay. How about that? Yeah. How about that? It's going to grow right now. Now what?
It's gonna grow because he said it's gonna grow right now, and it's not growing. So now it's going to grow.
Well, why would it grow? But if it grows, he was lying.
No,
he couldn't take it. He had to add those couple more words.
I can't, bro. It don't make sense to me.
I don't know if this is all you know.
No, because look, if he says it's going to grow now,
yeah,
it's going to fucking grow because he's capping.
But wouldn't he be capping regardless of the outcome?
No, because he's capping because he says it's going to grow. If he doesn't say it right now, it'll eventually grow. Whenever.
Okay, let's say he says right now.
But if he says right now it's not going to grow, that means it's going to grow because that's a lie.
It's going to grow right now. If it's going to grow right now, how is it going to grow right now? It doesn't make sense.
Look. Okay. Okay. So what's going to make it grow?
Yeah.
It's him saying it's going to grow.
My nigga.
No, yeah. Don't diddy.
My boy saying grow.
Oh boy, he did the hand movement. What's gonna make it grow?
So he said he's gonna say it's gonna grow right now.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the lie. Yeah. No diddy. That's the lie. So that's what's gonna make it grow. No diddy is the cap.
Huh? If he says it's gonna grow right now and it happens, that was the truth. That means it contradicts the whole thing of his nose growing when he lies. Doesn't it?
No, because look, if he says it's going to grow right now, that means he was capping because the only way it would grow is if he tells a lie. Since he's not telling a lie, but he is, when he adds the right now, it's going to grow.
Huh? My nigga, what? Hold on, you...
The host?
I'm confused now, my nigga. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
look, nigga. Okay. If he says his nose grows.
Okay, right? Let's break it down. If he says his nose grows right now. His
nose grows. His nose is gonna... without the right
now. No, with the right now. I want to know with the right now.
And look, with the right now, he's capping. His nose is going to grow.
How is his nose going to grow if he's...
No, because look.
How
does his nose grow? How does his nose grow?
With a lie.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. He's going to say, yeah, my nose is going to grow right now.
Yeah.
He's technically not telling a lie, but he is telling a lie because it's not going to grow, so it's going to grow.
No. That doesn't work like
yes,
that.
So, it yes, does. Yes, no, because it. Him saying it's going to grow right now is the lie.
How would that be a lie if his nose instantly grows after that?
It's not.
It's not going to grow instantly after that?
No, it's going to grow instantly after that. But it's going to grow because it's a lie.
Why would that be a lie if it's the truth? Because it's going to grow.
Because he can't just grow the fucking nose out of command.
But he has to lie for it. He has
to cap.
Yeah.
But so if he's saying right that now it's capping.
No, but if he says it's going to grow right now and it grows right now, then that wasn't a cap.
Yes, we're right, you're wrong.
All right. I think I'll give it to you guys.
No Diddy.
No Diddy. No Diddy. 1,000,000 times God no Diddy.
Damn it, Johnny.
That was my question of the day. Thanks for tuning in.
That was a good question. That was a good question.
Thank you, bro.
I'm glad you went first. Fuck this nigga.
Low key.
You're up, Alfred.
Mine's is not that cool.
No,
mine's is a scenario based.
Oh, okay.
From real life experience.
I like it. Even better.
So, you know, I'm not going to name names.
Right.
But if y'all are smart, you can kind of picture who this is.
Okay.
Right. So, you know, I got off work one day.
Right.
And this was like last week, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I got off work and I'm like, damn, I'm hungry. So I said, fuck it. Let's go to Wendy's.
Okay.
So I fucking went to Wendy's, right?
Yeah.
You know, and I usually get my typical shit. Spicy chicken combo with a side of chili.
That sounds gas.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Sorry. I don't mean to cut you off, but I Googled your answer.
Okay.
If Pinocchio says...
Oh, you Googled it?
Hell yeah.
Man, I was just getting into the Wendy story, bro.
Low key.
Go ahead.
No. I want to know the answer now. Okay. Am I right?
If Pinocchio says, my nose is going to grow, it would technically be considered a lie.
See?
Because his nose only grows when he tells a lie.
Exactly.
So it wouldn't grow.
So stating that it will grow implies he is about to lie. Even if he isn't at that moment, he creates a paradox known as a Pinocchio paradox.
That's what I'm saying. He's telling...
What do you mean that's what I'm saying, nigga? No. That's literally telling you that it creates a paradox. You know what a paradox is?
Yeah, nigga.
What is it? No, you don't know what a paradox is.
Paradox is the nigga that Yuki and Kaiba do.
My nigga was so confident that he was right too. He said, see?
Nigga, I was right.
No, it said that I was
all right, no. All right,
he said right. He said it created a paradox. A paradox is like an unsolvable, like, scenario.
Okay, no, we'll come back. So we're back at Wendy's.
I was right.
Oh my god. Alright.
No, that basically means we were both right. That's fucking gay.
Nah, nigga, that means we're both wrong, actually.
Fuck that nigga Pinocchio. He's a capper.
Anyway, so
we're... Alright, regardless, okay, so...
All right, Wendy's. You're back to the Wendy's, so you get the spicy chicken. Wendy's,
I was getting the food, and look, don't know about y'all niggas, but when I go to fucking fast food, I'm just trying to get the food and dip, right?
Yeah.
Because especially after work, I want to go home, I want to chill, and I want to eat.
Yeah.
Right, so I fucking go. I go up to the window spicy. To pay for this shit, right?
Uh-huh.
Hum, num, num.
I fucking pull up. Look who it is. Some person that I kind of know, right? So I give them the card. They pay for it. And then they tell me, yeah, the chili's going to take a minute. And I'm like, all right, that's cool, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Usually what people do, right?
Pull you to the next window.
Is fucking either tell you to, pull to the front.
Yeah.
Go park. Or they'll just fucking say, yeah, like, wait. And then they'll close the window, right?
Yeah.
This unnamed person kept the window open. And was just chilling there. And I was just there in my car, you know, looking at my phone. And I realized they were there. Just kind of looking at me. I'm like, fuck, dude. Am I supposed to start talking to you? Like,
my nigga has no social skills right now.
No, it's just was
this a bitch or a nigga?
I'm not going to tell you, but you guys should know.
But did this person previously work?
I'm not going to fucking tell you, but you guys should know. I'll tell y'all after, but yeah. No, it's not that I have no social skills. It's just, bro, like, look, all I'm saying is, if we wasn't cool back in the day, why are we going to talk now? Why change now?
Oh, you don't got that growth mindset, buddy.
Yeah, I don't. Nigga, I just wanted my food and leave.
Just put my fries in the bag, bro.
Bro, I just want my fucking food. I don't want your whole life story catching up, bro. And yeah.
You're so mean.
So nah, bro, it was like passing. Dude, I felt like this shit was for an eternity, bro. I was just sitting there. And then for some fucking reason, bro, I was getting dial-up connection. So my Facebook stopped loading, bro. I just looked around. And I looked up. And then they asked me, yeah, when'd you get this car? I'm like, I got it like a year ago.
Uh-huh.
Right. And they're like, oh, yeah, the last time I saw you, you were driving something different. I'm like, cool. Right?
Yeah.
Nothing after that. Silence, silence, silence. And then, bro, literally, they gave me my food, bro. I sped off hard.
You are so foul, my nigga.
That shit was the most awkward fucking.
Man, you can't even make small talk, though.
Nah, nigga. I'm trying to fucking get my food and dip, bro.
Look, my nigga, I get that. I totally get that. But you already waiting for the chili. You might as well.
Nah, fuck that shit, dog. Look, if they want a small talk, they can start it.
Oh, they didn't start it.
No! And I wasn't gonna start it.
I respect that.
Look, dude, maybe,
I mean, at that point, that's when you roll your window up.
And look. The thing was, I was thinking about doing that.
Right.
I was thinking about rolling up my window. But I'm like, fuck, dude. Isn't that a dick move?
I mean, you were being a dick anyways.
But I
might as well go full on dick, no diddy.
But I mean, look. A usual person, they usually close the window and, you know, go chop it up with their coworkers and then come back with the food when it's ready.
Right.
Nah. That's not how it went. No.
Yo, Chad, tell us who's in the right here.
Alfie. Tell us who is the right. Was I a dick for that?
Was Alfie a dick or was he valid? Let us know. Valid.
Like, was I a dick? Because, I mean, look, yeah, I know I could have fucking made it okay and started talking. But it's just like, dog, like, I think I'm to the age where, like, I don't need millions of friends anymore. And
barely.
I mean, dude.
You're barely at that age?
Yeah.
I've been.
I'm still young, nigga. Shit.
Nah, I've been, bro.
Nigga, you almost 30. Good line.
I don't need millions of friends. And, dude, I mean, let's put it this way, bro. If we wasn't cool back in the day, like, if we wasn't talking like that, Dude, we can remain strangers. It's cool.
No, yeah. I get you, bro. I get you. But look, I got a different point of view on that.
Let's hear your growth point of view.
You want to hear my growth point of view? Yeah. Stupid. Look, like you said, I don't need millions of friends either, right? I got acquaintances. I got people I used to know. But that doesn't mean when I see them, I'm not going to be like, oh, you know how you been? Chop it up a little bit and then never hear from them ever again. I'd be totally fine with that. You could do that and still not be their friend. Like, you could just know a person and not be their buddy.
But it's just me personally, bro. If we were to, like, you know, walk past in the mall and make eye contact and just not say shit, I'd be cool with it.
No, that's cool, too. I mean, you don't have to talk to him.
I'd be cool.
But, like, if you know, you see what's up, y'all make eye contact. You'd be like, hey, man, how's it going? Good seeing you.
If they say what's up to me, I'll say what's up.
Okay, let's run a scenario. You're walking through the mall.
You're talking to who? Alfred? Alf. Oh, okay.
And you see Burke.
I'm going to go dab him up and say, what's up?
You are?
Yeah.
Well, that was his homie.
Look, that was the homie. I'm talking about, like, someone I, like, put it this way. Someone that, oh, yeah, bro, I had astronomy with you. I sat in the back. I sat in the front. We didn't talk, but I seen you in class. Okay, nigga, why are you even talking to me?
Okay, so how homies do you got to be with them?
Not even too much, but, like, at least, bro, let's say we talked a little bit.
Yeah, so if y'all talked a little bit, you're cool with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's say we had a class.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talked a little bit and, you know, for that one class, then cool. It's cool.
Yeah.
But if it's, like, someone that, you know, I just saw in the hallway and never really said anything.
Well, that's different. Then why would they try to chop it up with you? That's kind of weird.
That's what I'm fucking saying.
Unless they're trying to be friends now. I get you.
That's what I'm fucking saying. Like, I understand. I understand if it's someone that I used to chop it up with or even remotely, you know, was cool with. I get that shit. Say what's up. If you say what's up, I'll say what's up. It's cool. It's cool. If you want to talk a little bit, I'll talk a little bit. But if it's like, put it this way. Let's say you. If this nigga Affliction comes up to
okay,
me.
Actually, stop that right there. Stop it right now. Stop that right there. You know what's crazy? What? It's crazy. This is the craziest thing ever, bro. Because I was just about to say, I had an example for you. The other day, bro, I was with my girl. We went to Bath and Body Works. And I was like, okay, we're checking the scents out or whatever, smelling candles. I ran into my homie Affliction. I hadn't seen homie since high school. We chopped it up for a little bit. Like, hey, how you been, bro? You know, you a family guy now type B. I see you with your girl. Whatever, you know, you doing your thing. Small talk, all right?
Okay.
Now, we weren't close. We played ball together, but we weren't like that. I still chopped it up with him.
Yeah.
Is that still cool?
But see, look, the thing is, you balled with him. You spent lunchtime with this fool. So, you know, you guys had somewhat of a fucking, I'm not even going to say you guys were the bestest of friends, but you guys obviously talked to each other multiple times.
On the court.
It doesn't matter, though. You still, you know, we're like there and, you know.
Yeah.
Who's a good example for your ass?
For who? For me?
For you. I don't know who's a good example. I don't know.
All I'm saying, my nigga, is if I'm bored enough and I'm waiting in line, I will talk to my nigga Otis. That's like 55.
Look. If they're talking to me and telling me shit, I'll fucking be nice and give them the courtesy of responding.
Okay.
But if they ain't telling me shit and waiting for me, nah, dog.
Okay.
Nah. Especially. Okay, we feel it. New car. Especially if, you know, I didn't even talk to you like that.
Yeah. Okay. I respect it. Nah, you on the right.
Call me a dick.
Nah, you cool. Fuck. You cool. You cool. Now I'll give you another little scenario, okay?
All right.
Let's say you came to this focus group with me.
Okay.
All right. And a focus group is like, you know, we were doing like a mock trial kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they get random people from wherever they get random people from, and you're one of the random people. Yeah. And they put you in a round table. Nobody knows each other, but y'all gonna have to interact.
Yeah.
Now the lawyers, they're like, okay, we're not gonna come in for like another 15, 20 minutes. Just hang tight. For those 15 to 20 minutes, are y'all just gonna sit there and look at your phone, or are you gonna try to make small talk with the people?
Look, personally, it all depends on who's there.
Okay.
If the person, the bitch, looks cool enough, I'll try to, my thing is always I try to make a bullshit joke out of everything.
Right.
That's my go-to, like, opening line, you know? Mm-hmm. But it just all depends, because, personally, me, like, my kryptonite, you would say, for people, is when I try telling them something and they don't, like, give me no fucking emotion for that shit.
Oh, yeah. I get you.
Like, that right there, if I got that, I'd be like, all right, fuck y'all. And then I won't talk.
I can't fuck with you.
Yeah. But, you know, if I fucking, you know, it doesn't even have to be like, oh. Like they
just like that.
Like they ain't gotta give me the biggest fucking laugh of the world, but you know they could be like,
hee. What if it's a dude? Are you still taking the hee hee?
The ha ha. I don't want. He better not hit a hee hee.
Oh, you want the ha ha?
That's gay.
You want the ha ha? You could take the ha ha.
Yeah, not the hee hee. Or I'll take the little.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, I like it.
No, trust me, dude. Like personally, I hate sitting. Like around, like I hate being next to people and it just being quiet as fuck.
I hate
like
that too, bro. It's that awkward. Shit fucking, you gotta break that tension, bro.
That shit makes it awkward. But the thing is, if the person is not like giving effort and you're the only dumbass doing that, no, fuck that. Yeah. I ain't doing that shit.
No, fuck that.
I feel you.
Yeah, so.
We feel it. We feel it. What about you, Eric?
To me, it depends. Like, if it's a homie that used to be like cool with, kind of, and then we stop. Nah, they gotta come say what's up.
They gotta come say what's up to you. Like, even if they were the homie?
If they're the homie, nah. If they're a homie, I'd say what's up. But if you were just some random ass stranger, nah.
Who's a good example for this?
For me? That's what I'm trying to like think. Like, okay, let's say Chewy.
Yeah.
If I seen Chewy, I ain't gonna go out and be like, yo, what's up, Chewy?
Yeah, but he didn't like you.
See, and look, Chewy, if we didn't have, you know, the fallout, how it ended like that, low key, I would say what's up to Chewy. Because I was, you know, I was cool with him.
Y'all were cool with him until Eric pissed him off.
Yeah. Like, you know, I'm not going to say we're the greatest of homies. Like, you know, he didn't want my dong in his butt like he wanted Johnny's butt.
Oh, that's crazy.
Fucking.
All right, I got a better example. Your homies with Mayo.
Okay.
Not so much his little brother, Bobby.
Ooh.
Now, Bobby, you see Bobby on the street right now. Y'all walking in
opposite directions. No, I'm gonna say what's up.
You gonna say what's up?
Yeah, to Bobby.
But
I'm cool with Bobby.
You cool with him?
Yeah, I'm cool with him.
Yeah, no, that's a bad example.
Yeah,
that's a bad example.
Because he's not like homies with Bobby, yeah. But he's still like I guess homie enough.
Yeah, to say what's up. Yeah,
up to him. Yeah, no, that's a bad example.
That is not a bad example.
No, it's not.
Because he don't really talk to Bobby like that.
I'll put it this way, you never did though. Okay, Isaiah, cool with Isaiah. That's the homie, right?
Yeah,
I'll say what's up to Isaiah.
Well, okay, what's your point there?
I won't say what's up to his brother.
Were you ever cool with his brother?
Yeah, we were cool at one point.
Do you have beef with them?
No, I just won't say what's up.
Just won't say what's up. Okay,
no,
that's valid.
Like Bobby, I'll say what's up to Bobby, but I won't say what's up to Victor.
Okay. Victoriano.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll say what's up to Isaiah. Isaiah's the nigga.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'll say what's up to Isaiah. But his brother, I'm not so cool with his brother. If he says what's up, you know, I'll be like, oh shit, what's good, bro? But
see, and look, don't get me wrong. If they say what's up to me, if they come up out of the blue and say what's up to me,
yeah,
I will say what's up too. You know, I'm not just gonna full out ignore them, but yeah. Like, you know, I'll be like, hey, what's up? I won't even acknowledge them by their name too. That's how you know I don't fuck with them. I'll say, what's up, dog? What's up, man? What's up, bros?
What's up, bros?
Luis would have been your perfect person.
See? Exactly. If I see that dude, both of them, matter of fact.
Luis and who?
Both Luises.
Who's the other Luis?
Barber Luis, Barber Gang Luis, and Goku.
Goku.
But I understand Goku because I don't like that nigga in general.
Yeah, I don't like him either.
Why, man? I don't like both of them.
Matter of fact, I don't either. If you name Luis, your mom's a hoe.
You know, I have seen Luis say what's up to him and him just not even saying what's up back.
No, yeah, fuck that nigga.
It's valid. Hey, he's standing on business. I respect that.
No, fuck that nigga.
If you don't like him, why say what's up?
Fuck, dude. I don't know. I don't know who's a good example.
That's it, bro. For no more examples.
For me?
Wait, for who?
For any of us.
Oh. Yeah. Hard. I'm hard. I mean, what?
What? No, Diddy.
No, Diddy.
Bro, I'm hungry. I low-key, you know what I want right now? Some what? Costa Vida.
Damn. With the refried beans?
With the refried. I'm doing nachos, though. Refried beans, some chicken nachos with some extra queso.
Damn. You ruined it right there.
Huh? I ruined it? With what?
That queso's fucking You don't like nasty. The queso?
Your mom.
Nasty.
Did you say your mom?
Yeah. Your mom. That shit's nasty.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Costa Vida or Cafe Rio?
Costa Vida.
Okay.
Dude,
I mean Cafe Rio.
That
Cafe
depends,
Rio.
Bro.
Cafe Rio all day, every day.
That depends on what I get. Because if you go, I think Costa Vida has better steak.
Costa Vida has better everything.
No, because Costa Vida doesn't have the shredded chicken.
That, bro, the shredded chicken is literally the worst chicken they got.
Shredded
what are you talking
chicken
about?
Is fire.
Yeah, I don't know. I just stick to the sweet pork.
Sweet pork is ass in both.
Tripping.
Facts, bro. Sweet pork, you literally choose the worst meat.
I always think that every time I've gone the chicken,
that's the bottom
I've
tier
gone
meat,
the
bro.
Chicken. That shit's always dry. So I don't like the chicken. I've never had the steak one.
You just getting the lowest tier meat. That's all I'm telling you, bro.
Dude, that sweet pork, bro, is basically just like cooked pork and they dumped like fucking a cup of sugar on top of it.
And that's cool. Give me the cup of sugar. Shit, I'll fucking dog dump that shit in sugar. Shit.
Nah, sweet pork is booty cheeks, bro.
That's nasty.
Tripping.
It's nasty.
Yeah, if I want the steak, though, Costa Vida's cool.
Okay. I respect it.
Especially since you told me about the refried beans.
Oh, the refried beans are
fire.
Game changers, bro. Cafe
made,
Rio don't
he
have
He made
that.
Me go to Costa Vida again.
Yeah, Cafe Rio don't have refried beans. Mm-mm. Nope.
Even though the pinto beans low-key gas.
Nope.
See, and I don't like pinto beans like that.
I'm tripping. The nigga beans, those are nasty.
Black beans are good.
Black beans are good.
Nah.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm going to change topics, but I'm going to make this one rapid fire just because I don't want Eric to feel left out.
Okay. I'm chilling, dog.
All right, cool. So, Eric and Alfie, we got the NFL playoffs currently in play. RIP to my boy Alfred's team. I bet on them, and they let me down. And not even, like, a close game. They embarrassed me.
They got raped.
The Chargers got raped. Who did they play?
The Texans.
Yeah, the Chargers got raped by the Texans. CJ Stroud did his thing. Shout out my boy CJ.
Even though he's getting raped right now.
Are they? Oh, like, they're playing right now, yeah, huh?
I guarantee
it's live.
Getting raped right now.
Did you check the score?
No.
I'm checking the score.
But I wasn't even going to watch the game because I knew they're not going to win.
I don't know. Let me get a live update for you guys. It's Texans Chiefs right now.
Texans versus Taylor Swift.
The Swifties. Yeah, Chiefs are up 10, 13 to 3. It is currently second quarter.
Nah.
Anyways. Let me get to my question. Who is making the Super Bowl and who is taking the Super Bowl?
Josh Allen and Josh Allen.
Good answer.
Buffalo.
Buffalo's taking it. Who's making it?
Oh, Buffalo and Detroit.
Oh, okay. We got the same picks. There's not much to talk about then. I wanted to argue a little bit at least.
Nah, there's... TBH, bro. If Buffalo loses to Baltimore tomorrow, Baltimore's not beating Kansas
City. They're not beating Kansas City.
And then it'll be Kansas versus Detroit. And then at that point, Kansas is going to take that shit.
It's not Kansas. It's Kansas City.
Kansas.
Kansas City is not even in Kansas.
I know.
That's stupid.
Can you believe how stupid that is?
That is dumb.
That's
way dumb.
New Mexico is not in Mexico.
New England's not in England.
Fuck.
Yeah. So you got the Super Bills?
Got the Bills.
Eric, baby. Who you got, bro?
Dude, I don't even know.
Josh he Allen, don't even baby. Know who's in
I,
it.
I don't even watch football.
Okay, can we all agree? Can we all agree? My team is the Bengals. Can we all agree that the Bengals would have been a better competition for the Bills than the Broncos?
Definitely, but I think the Bengals would have got raped.
You really think so?
Yeah.
The defense just couldn't hold up?
Yeah.
Okay. I respect it.
But, I mean...
I don't agree, but I respect it.
It would have been a way better game, though.
Yeah.
I literally watched half of the game.
It was terrible, bro.
Yeah. Denver was not going to win that shit at all. They played their hardest game of the season just to get raped the next week. Sick.
All right, get your picks in now, bro. So you got Kansas City against Texans. Commanders and Lions. You got the Lions. Me too. Rams, Eagles.
Eagles.
Yeah, I got a bet on that one. I got the Eagles. And Buffalo and Baltimore.
Buffalo.
You got Buffalo. All right. You heard it here first.
We're going to the Super Bowl. Eric, are you going to watch the Super Bowl this year?
No.
Not even the halftime show?
No.
This nigga.
I'm telling you guys, I don't like football.
Are you at least going to order food and get a Super Bowl deal?
No.
This nigga. Damn. What are you going to do that Sunday? Oh, I know.
I'm going to smoke.
Actually, I'm going to smoke and go fuck.
No.
You're right.
No. Partially. Half.
That's gonna be your day. Why am I even asking? I'm gonna smoke and go fuck.
Hey, my nigga. Okay, so I actually learned something this weekend, and I think I've been being lied to for years now by Eric.
About
for what?
I learned that this is code.
Code.
When somebody says they're gonna go smoke with somebody, that means they're smashing. Like. Undeniably. So whenever Eric says he's gonna go smoke, he's either piping his girl or he's gay with his homies. There's no other like
wait, gay with the homies?
You're either smashing your girl or smashing your homies.
Oh, I've never heard that. What the fuck?
Yeah, bro.
Baby.
Yeah, like saying you're gonna go smoke is code for I'm gonna go smash.
No, who the fuck told you that? Because that means they're gay.
No.
Damn.
It was verified.
I mean, those days he used to run with the Civic boys, he used to always say, go smoke.
No,
I have a Civic question boy. For you, bro.
Huh?
You ever smoked with one of your homies and they turned gay a little bit?
What the fuck?
Serious question, bro.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's not what I heard.
Okay, have you ever smoked and, you know, just out of the blue you got bricked up?
Got bricked up?
Yeah.
Like real talk.
Nah. You had to think about that.
Nah. You have.
Nah. like mid smoke. Nah.
You have. See?
Nah. Well, okay. Yes. Actually, yeah. When I smoke with my girl, yeah.
Crazy. With my girl.
When me and my girl be smoking, yeah. Nah. I get a little bricked up.
What do you want, the homie?
That's bricked up with Keoli.
Shut the fuck up,
daddy.
No wonder you were representing his stickers.
Motherfucking daddy.
Oh, he didn't like that.
He didn't like that one fucking bit.
I'm just tired. I'm ready to go.
Every time we say something he don't like, he hits us with that.
Yeah, and then he looks at his phone to look cool.
Yeah.
I've been looking at my phone the entire time. What do you mean?
My nigga's on his phone while we're recording the podcast.
He don't fucking like hard. He don't like it. He's getting toasted right now.
Been toasted.
He's in the hot seat.
Always. Always in the hot seat.
All right. Well, that's all I got. Alfred, what you got for us next, buddy?
What do I got for us next?
Yeah.
All right. This is a question for basically both of y'all, since y'all both, you know, pretty much married and shit.
But niggas.
Anyways, so I was watching No Jumper. If you don't know what No Jumper is, podcast with fucking
with the cook,
and with Adam 22 and his porn star wife, right?
Yep.
And this bitch was saying that sometimes she doesn't find this dude attractive because he's not manly enough.
I mean, I don't.
Wait.
Bro is literally. Bro is letting her get smashed by countless black dudes. And then she wonders why he's not manly enough.
No. So her thing was that she says that this nigga doesn't do manly things. Like she said, like this fool doesn't like go and build sheds, mows lawns, and fixes like appliances and shit. Right?
Yeah.
Cause she said that they needed like to have like an actual plumber.
Yeah.
Like an actual plumber to fix their plumbing. Right?
Yeah.
And you know how typically, you know, the wife answers the door and they're all like, okay, let me go get my husband, you know.
Yeah.
Instead, he answers the door and he goes and gets her and has her deal with it.
That's weird.
To his defense, he said he's never had to really do that. And my question is to y'all, in a marriage,
right?
Are you, as the guy, expected to do guy things?
That's a good question, bro. I don't know if I'm expected to do guy things.
Like, do you think you need to uphold that standard? Put it that way.
I feel like every guy has a pressure to, in a way.
Yeah. In a sense. Yeah.
But, I mean, I'll do what I can. And I'm going to say, I'll do what I can. And if I don't know how, I'm going to YouTube it. And if I still don't know after I YouTube it, then that's when I'll pay somebody to do it. That's my system. It's always worked. I'm not going to change it.
Okay. Let's throw in a little thing. Let's say your woman. Let's say you need a. Okay. Let's say you don't. I know you're going to say you do. But let's say you don't know how to replace fucking do flooring.
Okay.
You don't know how to retile or whatever. Something like that.
Uh-huh.
Right? Let's say your woman. She fucking worked in some fucking contractor job.
Yeah.
And she did that for a living.
Okay.
Would you let her do it?
Here's the thing.
Or would you do it?
I would have her show me how to do it and we could do it together. That's the only right answer, bro. And let me tell you why. Let me tell you why, bro. All
right, tell me why.
Because sometimes if it's faster for me to do it, I'll just do it. But sometimes it's not even about it being fast. You know, you get to spend time together while doing something. That could be a thing, too. Like, the other day, we had to replace her fuel pump. I didn't know how to do it. She didn't know how to do it. We looked it up on YouTube. We did it together. Knocked it out in an hour. Now, I could have easily been like, oh, don't worry, I'll do it. Or she could have been like, I literally looked it up on YouTube. I could do it myself. We just did it together.
Damn.
It works, bro.
Teamwork makes the dream
Makes the dream work. It doesn't make me a pussy if she's helping me.
Also, it doesn't?
No. If she helps me, that's teamwork. That don't make me a pussy.
Okay.
I think.
What about you, Eric? What's my boy Dog Ears doing?
What do you mean, Dog Ears? Like, I'm gonna help. I'm gonna learn. If I don't know how to do it, I'm gonna learn.
You're gonna learn it?
Yeah. I'm gonna go full into it.
So you're not gonna let her do it?
No, I'm gonna make her like show me like how to do
okay,
it.
Okay, let's say, for example, you have your dream house. And you want to do a fucking mural of, I don't know, your favorite rappers, your favorite strands of weed. Who knows? You want a mural of that.
Yeah.
Your girl is a fucking straight up painter. Are you going to let her do it?
That's different.
Or you're going to do it yourself?
That's different. That's different.
What?
You're going to let her do it herself.
You're gonna...
Yes.
So you're going to tell her, babe, paint that shit.
Either, babe, you paint that mural, or I will pay someone to do the mural. I'm not going to do it. That's completely different, bro. That is a completely skill-based, like, thing.
I will paint, like, a little thing where I can't fuck up, and I'm like, yeah, I helped her.
Yeah, like, if there's something I could do to help, like, you know, help her set up or prime it or whatever, I'll do that. I'm not going to do any of the little details if I don't know how.
And then when she says, yeah, we did it, I'm like, hell yeah, we did.
Hell yeah, we did. I did my part.
Let me ask you this, Alfred.
Okay, Jonathan.
So let's reverse the roles, right? Do you expect your woman to do womanly things?
That was my next question.
Oh, bro. Okay.
See, low key, bro. Kinda, but kinda not. Cause I ain't even gonna hold you, bro. I couldn't imagine living with a girl that didn't know how to cook. But to be fair, though, I don't like cooking. I know how that shit feels. It kinda low key sucks, in my opinion.
Cooking?
To cook, yeah. Okay. Like, it's cool, you know, it's cool here and there, but, like, I don't know about y'all. I don't like cooking. I only do it when I have to. You know, so, that, I don't know. Maybe 50-50.
Okay.
Or, I'll help her.
See, that's what I think, bro. She knows how to cook. I suck at cooking.
I'll chop the onion.
Nah.
That's exactly what I do.
Now, I'll work around her, right? Like, let's say she's doing this. Okay, she needs something peeled. I'll peel it. Or she's doing this, and the dishes are stacking up. I'll do the dishes. You kind of got to work around it.
Damn.
Play to your strengths.
Yeah, I'll just ask her, yeah, do you need help? And she'll have me do like something simple where I can't fuck up.
What if your woman is a chef?
You still play to your strengths.
Yeah.
You still help her?
Yeah.
Yeah, I ask her, yeah, do you need help? Like, what do you want me to do? And she'll be like, no, you're good. I'm like, okay.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. You say you're going to take that? You're good? Oh, all right. That's cool. I'm going to go chill now.
I'm going to go smoke.
You need help? No. Okay. Bye. That's crazy. Look, crazy, bro.
I always ask, right? Like, are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? We said, after the second you're sure, stop. No more. That means I'm good. No more. Stop asking.
Okay. Do you do your fair share, though?
Yeah. I'll ask him, like, okay, what do you want me to do? What do you need help with? She'll tell me, you know, she's like, okay, I need you to get this, and I'll do it. And I'll get done with it, and then I'll be like, okay, is this all? Do you need me to do more? She'll be like, no, that's all. I'm like, are you sure? She's like, yes. I'm like, are you sure? She'll be like, yes. I'm like, okay. And then I go do my thing.
Insert the cap, dog.
Yeah, babe. Do you need some help? No, it's okay, babe. I bet.
No hesitation, bro. That's crazy.
Like, sure, okay, look, because we were talking about, like, the whole cooking thing. She, like, she told me she doesn't want me in the kitchen because I'll just be in her way. Which, she ain't wrong. I know my place.
Yeah. So, what do you do while she's in the kitchen cooking
watching up? The baby. Schmuck.
Oh, you watching the baby. Yeah. Okay, see, that's valid.
Don't let him fucking fool you like that.
No, I'm being dead.
Don't let
I'm
him
being...
fucking fool dog, you like that.
Dog, I will call her right now.
Schmuck.
Okay, now, okay, you know, you
smoke,
know what?
Smoke with the baby. No, I don't call her. I believe you. Alfred doesn't believe you.
I believe you. You.
Okay. No, the fuck you don't, you pussy.
Like, I believe you because I know that kid is young.
Hey, Drake.
You're running out of years no, to use
no,
that
no,
excuse.
No, because no. It'll be after the, yeah, you know, like, yeah, I don't need your help no more. I'll be like, okay, so I'll be taking care of the baby. And I'll be like, hey, I'm going to get on real quick. She's like, okay. So I'll get on Black Ops or Fortnite.
You get on Black Ops and Fortnite?
Yeah.
Hard. I respect it. Alfred doesn't like that.
What?
I don't know. You got the face of disappointment.
He does.
No. What am I disappointed in?
I don't know. Eric?
I don't give a fuck what this nigga does. It's his life.
It's his life. He can run it how he wants it.
Look, bro, as long as he doesn't turn gay.
Hold on. What's wrong with being gay? If my nigga was gay, I'd support him.
No, if he was gay, I'd support him.
Oh, okay.
Don't touch me, though.
It's when I... when I.
That's crazy.
It's when I turn gay times two.
What does that even mean, bro?
Wait, what?
We going like a full gay? Or we're going to the trans? We start moving to trans?
No, that's crazy.
God damn. Hey, bro.
I see, I got no issue with that either, bro.
I got no issue with that either, but don't fucking get mad at me when I call you fucking Eric still.
We feel it.
Oh, sorry, Erica.
Okay, where do you guys draw the line? This might get a little controversial. So for Eric, for example, he might draw the line at, like, going too far is like you're being a transgender.
Yeah.
That's too far?
Yeah.
See, I draw the line at, like, I identify as, like, a cat or something or a dog. Anything other than a human, that's where I draw the line. Where do you draw the line, Alfred?
Who does that?
Yeah, who does that? But
have you not seen people do that?
No. Like me, like personally,
Yeah.
No.
Have no, you? No. In person, no. But you ain't seen the videos of it?
Nah.
No.
I was watching this reel the other day, bro. I was on Instagram, and this guy pulls these two people over.
Reels on Instagram, huh?
Yeah.
Hell yeah!
All right, buddy. All right, buddy. Yeah, and this guy pulls over a couple. He rolls the window down, and then he's like, okay, I'm going to have to arrest the... He asked for the ID, and it's like, oh, I don't have to give you my ID. I identify as like a dog or a cat or whatever.
Hard.
So the cop was like, oh, okay, you're a cat or whatever? And he's like, yeah, I identify as a cat. It's like, okay. It's like, then I'm just going to arrest you, take you to the pound, and I'll have your owner pay the fee to get you out later.
Hard.
But yeah, there's people that do that.
I'm pretty sure that the impound, not the that shelter fee would be cheaper than getting bailed out.
Getting bailed out of jail.
Yeah. Easily.
Had to eat dog chow.
Dog chow. No, but I haven't really seen that.
No, I swear, bro. Yeah.
I get, you know, I watch different type of reels.
All right, bro.
Raves?
All right, bro. I'm sick right now.
I'm sick as fuck, bro. Hey, just know.
You didn't answer my question, pussy. You didn't answer my question.
Wait, what's your question?
What's too far for you?
Oh, yeah, I guess the cat and dog thing.
So you think, like, you know, being transgender still, you know, that's cool?
Like, look, dog, if you want to live your life like that, go for it, dude.
I don't know. But
I will fucking tell you. I will fucking tell you. Don't fucking get mad when I don't call you Erica or... Yeah, bro. This is my homegirl. My nigga.
Yo. My bad. It got cut off. We lost like 10 minutes of recording.
Damn. That's 10 minutes of my life that I'll never get back.
And it's undoable. So whatever we're talking about transgender people.
Damn.
Conclusion. Alfred doesn't like transgender people.
What do you mean? Damn.
That's crazy. So to all my trans people, stay away from my boy Alf. I'm friendly. Eric's friendly. We're cool. Alf, I don't know, man. He might bite. So with that being said, we're going to wrap this episode up because we're going on an hour 10. So we'll catch y'all on the next episode. Peace out.